Well, hello there.
My name is Taylor Blevins. I am the host of the Midnight Grab Bag podcast. In this podcast, we have multiple co-hosts, which includes Mickey Jones, Victoria Baker, and Haley Keaton. And then our producers of this podcast are Ryan Taylor, Trey Rogers, and Caitlin Corbin. Now, what is the Midnight Grab Bag podcast? The Midnight Grab Bag podcast is just a group of friends sitting around talking for an hour or two about various pop culture topics.
We're going to do game slash movie news right now. Hey, did you guys know that Tetris is having a movie coming out?
What? How is that going to be interesting?
Tetris is...
Everybody's wearing, like, colored block.
And they're just going to...
All falling out of a plane. Like,
a whole 2 hour movie that fall out of a plane trying to fit into each other on the ground.
When they fit into each other, they disappear. Does that mean like they go to heaven or something? Or do they just like disappear?
They either go to heaven or hell, whichever one they prefer, you know.
I might.
You gotta have a little sin here and there.
Oh my gosh, they got Just Dance 2016, guys. Just Dance 2016.
I only played like one Just Dance, and it was like Just Dance, like. Three.
No, of course, Mad Max is by Warner Brothers. That's coming out. Any movie made by Warner Brothers, honestly, is going to have a game made from it. Jurassic World, Lego Jurassic World.
Yes, that made me so excited.
Now back to Channel Zero. Channel Zero is based on...
I mean, we only talked about it for a minute before we got off topic.
And we went everywhere else. Alright, Channel Zero, though.
It's about Candle Cove, and Stephanie, you want to tell about what Candle Cove is?
Kids and nightmares and, you know, a pirate ship. That's all I got.
That's it? That's all you got? Such detail, though.
That's all I got, because I've never read the story. I've only listened to Mad Macabre and watching the few commercials that they have for it. It's... One of the people definitely reminded me of Davy Jones. It's like squid-like, but I don't know what they really look like because they haven't shown
like
that
Davy
much.
Jones.
Yeah. If World War Z2 has a bunch of shots like that, then I'm all for seeing more of that.
But can we talk about how bad they must have fucked up if after figuring out it's like common diseases that stop the zombies, they get zombies again? Like, how bad do you fuck up at that point?
I was gonna say, aren't you just describing what they wanted to do with like Pacific Rim 2? And they're like, yeah, and then the gateway opens again.
And then after the first segment is done, we usually open the floor to questions, talk about our personal life. We just really go off the record of what we talk about. Even we go on Twitter and ask our fans, like, send us questions and we answer them. So here's a little few highlights of that.
Next question, that lumpy biscuit, how much milk can you chug?
I can't chug milk at all.
To be honest, I mean, I don't know if I can chug, but I can drink like a whole gallon of milk in a sitting, I'll be honest.
Like, not to gross anybody out, but like if I drink milk, I'm not supposed to talk, but if I drink milk, it makes my stomach hurt so much, I'll sit in the bathroom all day.
Are you drinking milk by
That's
itself?
That's lactose
just
intolerance.
Milk by itself. Like, I can eat cheese, and cheese doesn't bother me, it's just milk itself bothers me.
I think
there's a thing,
intolerant.
Actually, I can explain the cheese not bothering you and yet the milk bothering you.
Dairy.
The act of making the cheese removes a bunch of the lactose in the milk.
Huh.
Not all of it, which is why most people that are lactose intolerant can't have cheese.
As the best of 2015. Because a whole bunch of people wants to just know, like, random stuff. Like... What comments do you recommend for your fans? Or from, like, all of us can answer it. So,
make what it... What comments?
Like, okay. Comics.
Let me... comics? Oh. Time to think about all the family-friendly ones.
Will there be smut in Rooftop? Asked by random smut Curie.
Well, the username fits the question, might I add. And no, there will be not, because, okay, it's not that I'm averse to making anything of that level. It's just that if I'm going to sell my integrity, I might as well do it for a price. What I'm trying to say is that if I do make one, you have it's a pay-per-view kind of thing. Like, you had to pay a certain price to watch, to read, to watch, or to read it, or you have to buy the book or the comic book, or I don't know.
Japan Rewind asks, if Anti and Dark got in a fight, who would win?
Oh god, that's a hard question. Actually, I made all the antagonists equal in power so that no one can be the leader and no one can be like the underdog. I made them balanced as hell. So basically, if they fight, it depends on who wins and who loses.
Oh, did I also mention that every podcast we will always have some type of special guest on there?
I don't remember your name.
I don't know.
Mr. Creepypasta of youtube.com/MrCreepypasta, MrCreepypasta.com, Mr. Creepypasta podcasted.
I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. What's that guy again? I don't know you.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm next?
Yeah.
No, you go last.
Oh. Hi, I'm Tim of the YouTube channel Tales of Tim. And that's it.
Cool.
Cool. I love how smooth this is going.
It's just, yeah, it's going.
It's
right
like we
well.
Rehearsed for the past seven yeah. hours.
It's like I can't even tell this is like amateur.
All right, guys. I may not sound like it, but I am the voice of the robot from the YouTube channel Litterbot Tells, the one, the only Litterbot right here coming at you.
We need
proof. Good to be here.
We need proof. Tell us your social
you
security.
You could be
number.
An imposter.
I feel like you're
your social security.
I am Mew, a dark piano horror composer. Hello, everyone.
Hey, my name is Salto Man. A self-proclaimed YouTuber. Hey. Business entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Gerbeagley. You can find me on YouTube, Twitter, etc. as Gerbeagley.
I'm OG Chan. Do that too. YouTube, Twitter, everything.
And I'm Ethan, Crank Game Plays. I make videos on the internet. Yay.
We all do.
Oh, me? Oh, hi. It's Jesse Cox from the internet.
And, I am Sigman, I guess. From Sigman Gaming.
Also, at the end of our podcast, we usually play some type of topic game like Smash or Pass, Never Ever Ever, Would You Rather. We made up a new game called Florida News, which you have to guess which news story is real, which one's false.
I've ever stalked another YouTuber online.
What are we talking about?
Like, not like, but like, yeah, you look through their stuff and you're like...
You have a piece of Jack's hair that you sniff now and then?
Yeah. Like, this could have been...
I did that. I did that to Swollen Gamer by accident when I first, like, met him. Because I was like, I forgot I was on his page.
And then you forget, you think you're on your page.
Yeah, I thought I was on my news page and I was like, why is Swollen tweeting so much today? He's kept on liking stuff. I'm like,
be the only person that have magic powers but never get to tell anyone, or live in the magical world where everyone, including you, has powers but there's nothing special about you? I want powers.
The first one.
Like, I can't tell people.
Dude, it'd be like some Red Hood shit, like with Batman. Like, nobody knows who you are, but you're just like this cool fucking superhero.
A perfect amount of physical affection, and she can fly.
Like, she can fly, or she can fly an airplane?
Like, she can fly. Well, like, she can flap her arms and
okay,
go.
This is great. So far, so good.
Free travel.
But she has two other spouses.
Follow-up question. Can she carry you?
Yes.
Because, dude, like, that's free air travel.
Question. Is it, when you say spouses, does this imply that I am married to her as well?
No, I'm just
like, in that?
Yeah.
That's a solid baby.
Solid.
If she's already got two other husbands, they're okay with her being a freak. So.
Alright.
So that basically sums up the Midnight Grab It podcast. We would like to thank AnyPopCon for this wonderful opportunity for let us to submit for the podcast awards. We've been doing this podcast for 3 years now, and it's very special to our hearts, and we hope that it connects with more people. Have a wonderful day. Stay beautiful, my freaks. Goodbye.